No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, May 10th, 2018. You know, it seemed like April moved so slowly and now May is just blitzing on through. I'm David Brown. Happy Thursday. We have a little bit of news that has developed over the last 24 hours or so. The Democrats have finally settled on a debate time, and they have a place now. It was originally scheduled to be at the University of Texas campus, but it now appears it's going to be off campus. We're going to bring in somebody who is on the campus of the University of Houston. He is Brandon Rodinghouse, who's a political science professor. He joins us quite frequently here. Brandon, great to talk with you again.
You too, David.
I want to get to some of the latest news here that is not directly related to these debates. Governor Abbott releasing an ad campaign this morning, and this is kind of interesting, against Lupe Valdez, saying that she's too liberal for Texas, calling her the presumptive Democrat nominee for governor. Does he have some special intel here, or is he preparing for a fight against Valdez, or doing something else?
I think he's doing a couple things. I mean, I think for one, he's definitely turning the volume up to 11. I mean, he had signaled that he wanted to run against Valdez because I think the matchup for him is much better than it is for White. So He wants to be able to try to make that happen. And in doing so, to some degree, he's jumped the gun. This probably is something that helps White, because one of the things White needs to do is to be able to talk about him being the one candidate who can beat Abbott in November. And the fact that there's so much heat around Valdez may give White a bit of an edge.
Let's talk a little bit about how the dynamics of this race on the Democratic side has changed so much. I mean, Lupe Valdez won comfortably, or at least got more votes than White did. But now it appears that White has the wind at his back. What's happening?
You know, I think a couple of things are at play. I mean, I think number one, there's been some concern that Valdez's ability to handle tough questions isn't all there. Basic questions about her time as sheriff and how she interacted with the federal government with respect to immigration issues. So one of the things she needs to do in the debate is to be able to diffuse these questions about immigration early. She needs to own that progressive policy space. Now, Governor White is putting her in that space, and so it's going to be tough for her to get out of it.
Now, I'm going to have to catch you there, because you just said Governor White, and I bet you were thinking of his father. But, you know, this reminds me of something, because this we haven't quite laid this out for those who don't follow politics this closely. First of all, Andrew White is the son of a governor, right? And that's why so many people still say Governor White,
exactly,
as you just did. But he's an entrepreneur, a Houston-based entrepreneur. Lupe Valdez, she was a Dallas sheriff. But we're talking about perceived strengths, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one of the things that he wants to claim is that, you know, he's not a politician and he's somebody who can, you know, get things done from a pragmatic point of view. He needs to press the case that he's one of the only candidates who's really presented a series of plans. And these plans have been panned to some degree because the funding has been a little unusual, but he's the one who's really put it out there. He also comes from, frankly, a political class from an era that knows how to win a statewide race. The Democrats haven't won for almost 30 years. And he's somebody who can claim that he was sort of in the mix when it was the case that Democrats were on top.
You know, we didn't even know about the debate's location. It hadn't been nailed down. And by the way, none of the major TV stations will be broadcasting it live. What does all this tell you about what's been going on behind the scenes putting this debate together?
I think some of the reluctance is probably from the Valdez campaign. Mm-hmm. There was a concern that maybe she wasn't quite as prepped as she could be to handle these tough questions. And White, as a kind of non-front runner, wanted to be able to get himself on the stage with her. So the fact that it's happening at this point in the race, I think, is good for White, but it still doesn't mean that he's going to be able to make up the ground. We're just days from early voting starting, and it's a lot to accomplish with just one debate.
Let me throw this out. A progressive publication based in the Texas capital city, the Austin Chronicle, reporting there, or I should say, stating this morning that they were not endorsing either Valdez or White. The editorial board writing, "We sincerely hope and frankly urge Texas Democrats to see this gubernatorial election as a true wake-up call." What do you make of their decision not to call a winner in the runoffs?
That's interesting. I mean, I think that it's a difficult question for Democrats. We've seen this play out in a bunch of different races across the state, congressional races especially. There's been a liberal wing and there's been a more moderate wing. And who gets to be able to, attract the most votes is going to be, I think, open to contention. And the fact that most runoffs are going to pull from the more extreme suggests that Valdez is the perceived more progressive candidate is likely to win. But she's been challenged, like we noted. She's been really pressed. And so I don't know that that's the case that she's going to be able to get that. Now, Governor Abbott wants to, put her in that policy space, and it's going to be hard for her to get out of it. But in a way, it's kind of like golden handcuffs. I mean, she's somebody who's perceived to be more liberal, and that's in some ways what these primary and runoff voters want.
The debate will be moderated by Gromer Jeffers of the Dallas Morning News. Tomorrow's one-hour event at an East Austin church will not be televised on cable or broadcast TV, although Austin's KXAN will live stream the debate at its website, kxan.com. Brandon Roddinghouse is a professor of political science at the University of Houston. Brandon, good to talk with you again.
You too, David. Thanks.